Welcome to the Daily Zen Tei Show, a reading of the Daily Zen Journal, which is derived from talks given to students and writings of the ancient masters. Each Tei Show will feature text from a selected volume, followed by commentary. The Tei Show is selected and interpreted by Ilana, scribe for Daily Zen. The title of this Tei Show is A Boatload of Moonlight, excerpted from Zen Letters, Teachings of Yuan Wu. Translated by J.C. Cleary and Thomas Cleary. The early sages lived with utmost frugality, and the ancient worthies overcame hardships and lived austerely. They purified their will in this, forgetting food and sleep. They studied with total concentration and accurate focus, seeking true realization. How could they have been making plans for abundant food and fine clothes and luxurious housing and fancy medicines? When it gets to the point where the path is not as good as in ancient times, then there is criticism that the wheel of the Dharma is not turning and that the wheel of food is taking precedence. Because of this, Zen monasteries call their chief elders meal chiefs. Isn't this completely opposite from the ancient way? Nevertheless, in the gate of changing along with conditions, we also carry out the secondary level. Quote, on the northern mountain, welcoming wayfarers from all directions, we look to the southern fields. End quote. This fall, it happens that there is a big crop. We have asked you to oversee the harvest, and now that you are about to go, you have asked for some words of instruction. So I have told you about the foregoing set of circumstances. What is important is to respect the root and extend it to the branches. This will benefit both the root and branches, and also illuminate the legitimate and fundamental task of people of complete enlightenment and comprehensive mastery. If you work hard and carry this out, you will surely improve. In general, to study the path and seek out the mystery, you must have a great basis in faith. You use this faith to believe in a deep sense that this matter does not lie in words or in any of the myriad experiential states. In fact, in truth, the path is right where you stand. Put aside the cozy and false mind that has been concocting your knowledge and understanding, and make it so that nothing whatsoever is weighing on your mind. Fully take up this matter in your perfect, wondrous, inherent nature, which is fundamentally pure and quiescent. Subject and object are both forgotten, and the road of words and thoughts is cut off. You open through and clearly see your original face. Make it so that once found, it is found forever and remains solid and unmoving. After that, you can change your step and transform your personal existence. You can say things and put forth energy without falling into the realms of delusions of form, sensation, conception, evaluation, and consciousness. Then all the phenomena of enlightenment will appear before you in regular array. You will reach the state where everything you do while walking and sitting is all Zen. You will shed the root of birth and death and forever leave behind all that covers and binds you. You will become a free and untrammeled wayfarer without concerns. Why would you need to search the pages for someone else's dead words? There are ancestral teachers on the tips of the 100 grasses. With these words, Jia Xian pointed it out so people could become acquainted with it. Quan Ping said, "The great meaning is there in the fields." Bai Zheng extended his hands, wanting to let people know. If you can become round and complete as a ripe grain of rice, this is the transmission of the mind seal. If you still long for a peaceful existence, This will make you experience the first noble truth that suffering exists. But how will you say something about coming out of the weeds? A boatload of bright moonlight carries it back. Yuan Wu, 1063 to 1135. This collection of exchanges between Yuan Wu and students, teachers, laypeople, men and women, offers a truly fine look and feel into an exceptional teacher's skill in finding a way to meet each person on a common ground to help them break through barriers. In this person-to-person exchange, Yuan Wu is speaking to a man who will be working to help bring in the harvest, and so uses images from the world of nature to make rapport. However, he doesn't stop at the most basic starting place, faith in the way. He takes him right into the heart of practice. In fact, in truth, the path is right where you stand. How succinct and enriching this brief exchange is, where the right person could take these words and embody a life of practice. And what a seed he plants with these simple lines. You will reach the state where everything you do while walking and sitting is all Zen. You will shed the root of birth and death and forever leave behind all that covers and binds you. We all aspire to this kind of liberation from conditioning and delusions that surround us. And in reality, it doesn't take a lot of teachings and sayings to break through. But it does require a commitment to stay with practice, to keep our hearts and minds centered on waking up. Great effort, no goal, will take us far. Finding inspiration in every day. Ilana, scribe for Daily Zen. Recording and audio production by a longtime friend of Daily Zen. Music by Ashat Daniel Yan and Pablo Getz at Pixabay.com. To learn about Daily Zen, read journals and quotes, donate, or see the artistry of Daily Zen, please visit dailyzen.com. Thank you for listening, and may your way be clear.